Well, there's a red card. Joe Guest is going to be sent off there. That's an absolutely horrendous challenge.
And he knows it.
There's players galore all in front of us, all having a bit of a, you know, argy-bargy. And, the referee first and foremost, there's Danny Shaw not happy. The player down injured has not even been allowed to have been looked after. The referee, I think, is going to have to send Guest off. It was a
terrible challenge. It's happened right in front of us. You just hope that Steve Irwin is actually all right. He was moving quite a bit initially.
It's always Irwin, isn't it? Irwin is the one that gets clobbered. He's had it three or four times this season. The referee there.
It was more the way he fell as well there, Irwin. He's hit the ground quite heavy.
Well, Joe Guest has not done his team any favours. He knows himself, Joe Guest.
Yeah, he knew straight away as soon as that had happened. You could see his body language and everything, what he was doing.
The referee going over to Guest. Yeah. And what he knew.
He knew, he was waiting.
And now they'll be looking to even things up, I think, with a couple of yellows maybe. And is any word from our touchline correspondent down there, Paul? What's the word from the Curzon supporters? They don't sound happy.
Flanagan there went to the assistant to complain that he'd basically grassed somebody up, I think, and the linesman said that it's nothing to do with me. But that's now six red cards for and against this season.
And Joe Guest, I've got to say, was absolutely superb until that moment. He'd done everything really well. Yeah. He was overlapping, he was getting the ball, and 38 minutes on the clock. Well, is that the turning point? We said there's something really needs to happen in this game. It's not been the greatest of games so far, and Curzon have been the better of the two teams, but hopefully FC can capitalise upon this now. And FC United now, lovely ball by Irwin to Kieran Glynn. Can Glynn get past the goalkeeper? Penalty.
Oh, no. Always going to happen.
And you know what? From that position, the goalkeeper doesn't need to do what he's done.
No.
The ball is—it's a stretch for Kieran Glynn. The ball's out far wide, left-hand side in the penalty area, and any touch from the goalkeeper, and that's a little bit of an experience. And for me, the goalkeeper can just stand up there with him. And if the ball goes in, the ball goes in. If it doesn't, well, it's going to be Steve Irwin to step up. He's not missed a penalty yet in FC shirts, and he's right-footed, and he normally hits it with a bit of power and a bit of pace. Can FC United take the lead on? 5 minutes into the second half, Irwin steps up. That's a great penalty. There's nothing the goalkeeper can do, and FC United take themselves a valuable 1-0 lead. We said earlier, we need to get the goal early.
Yeah, no, that's
settle
exactly.
The nerves, settle the team.
Yeah, exactly what they needed. You know, both teams, Curzon looking strong. They were trying to attack quite early on, but you know, that was very, very important. Important for FC to get forward and get a goal ahead, especially when you look Curzon down to 10 men.
Kay plays it back to Linfield. Linfield within shooting distance. He charges the ball across. It's a poor clip, poor shot, and it allows the visitors to come away with it. And now it is two against one, and it's the two men of Curzon. The ball played in. Onside decision. It's the opportunity now for Rowney. Rowney plays the ball across. This is good football. Needs to be dealt with by FC United. Great check, great save from FC United. They still haven't cleared the lines though, and eventually they do. Well, that was a chance that went begging. FC United, I don't know where they all were, in all fairness. And Kieran Glynn, Glynn's going off. Glynn's going to be sent off, yellow card, second yellow, and Kieran Glynn goes off.
And that was for the...
Well, Kieran Glynn, the referee, it's as if he can't wait to send players off. It's 10 against 10 now. And Kieran Glynn, the first yellow card is for insolence. It's for...
I think he's got to get a grip of his discipline.
Yeah,
he gets booked too often for petulance.
I think that's the key there. You know, you can excuse a challenge like that in the middle. He's gone to win the ball, but it was his first yellow card. That those are the ones that you want to try and avoid.
And that's what we've said to him on the way off.
Yeah, he's pointed. He said it's that one down there. You shouldn't be doing that.
It's a throw in to Curzon in a game really which hasn't really lived up to expectations. It's not been a particularly good affair, but it's 1-0 to FC United of Manchester, and there's an opportunity though for Curzon. FC far, far too deep for my liking, encouraging the likes of Shaw to play the ball into the penalty. It's a decent ball towards the back post, but it evades everybody, and it'll go out for a goal kick. But we are inviting the pressure on, Emily.
Yeah, I think we have been throughout the whole of this game. We've been looking a little bit too deep. There's been times when the gap between the defence and the front line has been far too big, which has allowed Curzon Ashton more time and space and for them to really control that midfield area. But like you say, we should be stepping up. It's that change of pace, you know, when we win the ball, you expect them to explode out and really cause Curzon some problems.
Won by FC United of Manchester's Irwin. And there's good movement from Terrell there. And a lovely ball on the outside of the butt from Irwin. Terrell down the right-hand side. Hold the ball if you can, or play the ball in. It's an opportunity.
Oh, wow.
What a goal. I said hold the ball if you can, but it's not.
Oh, no, he's way across the right there.
And there was McCarthy. And McCarthy going for the three players. And he drilled it in from 6 yards out. He's not going to miss from there because he doesn't have to think about it. Beautiful ball from Irwin on the halfway line, outside of his boot. And there was Terrell Palmer, and he bombed down the right-hand side. His first thought was basically to drill it in, see if he could hit the player, and he did, because it was good movement from McCarthy. He got in front of the three of those players, and bang, 2-0.
Really, really good. Excellent play. A fantastic ball. You could see, I could understand what you were saying, hold it up, is there anybody in there? It looked like Curzon were in the better position defensively to get that clear, but it's such a precise ball. You play a ball like that along the floor with pace in front of an oncoming striker, but not only that, your defenders, they don't want to make a touch because they're running towards their own goal. Any touch from them can take the ball in. Fantastic play from McCarthy to keep up and slide the ball into the roof of the net.